Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. I strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody, everywhere. 'Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Oh, yes, Christmas is almost upon us in about another week on the 25th. And this is December the 2021 on the 15th. And I'm just hoping that everybody is doing okie dokie. We had a time Sunday. We went to fellowship with the Moreland Avenue Church of Christ here in Atlanta, Georgia, and we had a great time. And I appreciate all of our members who was able to come out, because we had not met like that in quite a while in a fellowship with another congregation. So we just had a grand time. Yes, Christmas is upon us, and the song says you don't know how blessed you are. And of course, you ought to be able to be thankful for that song, even if it's not around Christmas time or holiday season or whatever it is, because I know for a fact, I just know for a fact that somebody on this program, I don't want you to raise your hand, I just want to raise your conscience, that has been blessed by God in some way and somehow, and you have come through it, and now you're on the other side. You're on the other side of whatever that was that you thought that you couldn't make it, or that you couldn't make it through, or you couldn't make it over, or something of that sort. You're on the other side of that now. So that, to me, that is a blessing. And so don't block your blessing. I hear some people. Sometimes I see some people who block their blessing. They block their blessing with a conversation with their mouth, and then they block their blessing sometimes by saying, "Oh, everything's okay. I'll be all right." I told somebody the other day, I was trying to help them out just a little bit. They said, "Well, you know, I'll make it." I said, "Don't block your blessing." They said, "Okay, go ahead and give it to me." That's what I'm trying to say. Sometimes you just be in your own way. You be in your own way. I know in a conversation sometimes somebody, you start a conversation, they said, "Yeah, you told me that." I'm thinking, okay, just hold up a minute, because I got some additional information about what I told you. And you get ready to block. You get ready to block the rest of what I'm trying to say. So let's be grateful. Let's be thankful. And when people try to help you and as they say, help you out, don't go through all of that. Well, you don't have to. When I drive up, that's the first thing I know is I ain't got to do it at all. But I'm there because I want to do it. And so don't be blocking your blessing with conversation, and of course, when people offer you something, get over that. I don't know what you want to call that thing when you don't want to accept something from somebody. Most people, the majority of people who give you something, they give it to you because they want to give it to you. They don't have no all. They don't have no alter. They don't have no what they call that. They don't have no agenda. They don't have no other agenda other than to help you. Well, I just don't want to accept nothing from another family or another man or another woman or something like that. So get over there and get past it, because you know you need that can of beans. You know you need that can of sauerkraut. So you might well just go on and take it. Because once they leave you, and you're talking about, So anyway, this is the season to give and to get. And so I'm just hoping that you work it out. And you know, Christmas is one of those things where it's a matter of opinion, really, because we don't have no real rooted situation about whether Jesus was born on that day, born this time of season. And I'm gonna mention something about that in just a few minutes. But all I want you to do is just learn to be happy. Learn to be happy during this season. Leave all that craziness and stuff. Can you say craziness on the phone? Leave all of that behind. You know. Sally Sue is gonna come to the Christmas dinner. She always do, and you know she gonna be herself, because y'all let her keep being herself. And But I've been in some situations like that where the house had plenty of rooms that you didn't even have to be in there with Sally Sue. So don't let her ruin your dinner. Don't let her ruin your Christmas festivities. Learn some kind of way to put that behind you. Find another room in the house to be. You don't always have to be in the room where Sally Sue is. And just get over that. And that's one thing. That's one thing that we need to learn to do is enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. I know sometimes I hate to go out when I go out to eat, and you be eating with somebody who always comment about what's going on at another table. Sometimes I just want to get my sandwich and just go sit in the car and just eat it by myself. I don't want to be going to a restaurant to be looking what everybody else is doing the whole time, because they'd be doing some crazy kind of stuff. And then don't sit me when I get in the booth. Don't sit me beside a booth. We got 10 kids, and I can't handle that. I want to sort of enjoy, because one reason, because it's really not all about the kids. It's the adults who don't care. They got blinders on, like you put on a horse. They act like they don't see all that craziness that's going on with the children. So don't sit me in no booth by that. But I'm asking you to enjoy this season, which we call Christmas. Now, the first record date of Christmas being celebrated on December 25th was in 336 during the time of Emperor Constantine. Now, that's the only record that we have of that, of it being celebrated. But I want to call your attention to a passage of scripture in the book of Jeremiah chapter 10, and we're going to begin with verse number 1. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse number 1. I want to call your attention to this, and you can do what you want to with it, because it has nothing to do with a Christmas tree. But some people have tried to apply that, because it sure do sound like it. It sure do sound like a Christmas tree, but it has nothing to do with that. But I want you to get your Bibles, or write this down, Jeremiah chapter 10, and I hope you write it down, because if you don't write it down, I'm going to talk all morning until you finally write it down. You know, I wish this in the past, on some lessons and some sermons, that I wished I had preached a little bit longer, because I took for granted that some people in the audience knew, and come find out they ain't know nothing. They ain't have a clue what the Bible said, because they don't read the Bible. They just depend on what the preacher say, and that's the only knowledge they ever have of the Bible. But I want you to get your own Bible. Go to the store. Matter of fact, this would be a grand opportunity during Christmas to buy somebody a Bible, buy yourself a Bible, and read and study it, and give one for a Christmas gift, because I took for granted that some people were just knowing something about the Bible. They ain't know nothing about the Bible. But anyway, in Jeremiah chapter 10, listen to what this pastor says, and he says, "Hear ye the words which the Lord speak unto you, O house of Israel. Thus said the Lord, learn not the ways of the heathens, and be not dismayed at the signs of the heavens, for the heavens are dismayed at them." He said, "For the custom of the people are vain, for one cutteth down a tree out of the forest, and worketh with the hands of the workmen and with an axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must need to be born, because they cannot go." He says, "But be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do any good." He says, "For as much as there is," then here's what they said. Of course, this was these people was worshiping that thing. See, I don't worship no Christmas tree. I just like them because they're pretty and because you can't get around it. I don't like the alternative of not celebrating Christmas, because that's just what we got to do. But then this pastor said, after they got this tree, he said, look what he said in verse number 6. He says, "For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great. Thy name is great and mighty. Who will not fear thee, O King of nations?" He says, "For as much as among all of the wise men of the nation," he says, "but they are altogether foolish." That's what he said. So look at that passage sometime. It ain't got nothing to do with Christmas tree, but don't it really sound like it? But what they're saying is, The people go out in the woods and they chop down a tree and they deck it and they put silver and they put everything on it and then turn right around and bow before it and says, "Oh, great tree from the forest, can I do this? I cannot do that." And since the tree can't talk or nothing, they said that silence must give consent. But that's not true. So here he says they go out in the woods, cut down a tree, then they bow down before it and make a god out of it. And everywhere the tree got to go, they got to pick the tree up and take it. And then everything, and the tree can't talk. It can't say nothing for you. So, but then it turns around and says, but thou, O God, there's none other like thee. Now, this is one thing that I know about Christians. Whatever you feel about it, whenever the date was, I got some relatives that don't know when they was born, and you probably do too. They about know when they was born. They were around about this particular time, but in slavery, among the black people, there were a lot of people who were born into this world who do not have papers on when they was actually born. They just sort of throw a date out there. So Christmas is almost like that. We don't really know when it happened, but I do know this one thing. In Isaiah 7, verses 14, he says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel." In Isaiah 9 and verse number 6, he said, "For unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders, and the name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." In Matthew chapter 1 and verse number 18, he said, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ is on this wise, that when his mother Mary espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with a child." In John 1 and verse number 14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory as of the only begotten Son, full of grace and truth." You can't deny that. Yes, the Son of God has come into the world. And then in Acts 1 and verses 9 through 11, he says, "As you see Jesus go, he shall come again." So what's this season all about? It's all about, "Oh, come, all ye faithful." It's, "Oh, holy night." And then what can we say? "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare his room, and heaven and nature sing." You cannot get around that. Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you've done, what you're going to do for us, and what you have to do for us in the future. Bless those who are on this program, who is on this call, whatever situation and whatever conditions that they are involved in. We love you. We adore you. We give you the honor, the glory, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, and have a super-duper weekend.